Top U.S. military commanders admit there were numerous problems at the Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. On Capitol Hill yesterday, they told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the facility was overcrowded and understaffed. But nearly 4 hours of testimony on the prisoner abuse scandal yielded no clear answers to questions about who might have ordered or approved the abuse. The generals say they won't know exactly what went wrong until they get the results of a key internal investigation. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
General John Abizaid, the top U.S. officer in the Middle East, told senators he will follow the trail of evidence wherever it leads. And Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the head of U.S. forces in Iraq, promised to hold people accountable.
I am fully committed to thorough and impartial investigations that examine the role, commissions, and omissions of the entire chain of command. And that includes me.
But Generals Abizaid and Sanchez confess that they, like nearly everyone else following the Abu Ghraib story, are in a holding pattern, waiting for the results of investigations. Perhaps the most widely anticipated is that of Major General George Fay. He's leading the inquiry into the interrogation practices of military intelligence officers at U.S. prisons in Iraq. General Fay started his work on April 23rd. He's expected to wrap it up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Anthony Cordesman, a military analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, worries that's not much time.
An investigation like this is very time-consuming. You have to basically go through every possible person who might have given an order, might have awareness. You've got to go through records. There's a lot of staff work and basic research involved. People may want instant answers, but nobody can responsibly provide them.
And Cordesman warns a tight deadline isn't the only challenge facing General Fay. By now, Cordesman says, the public's expectation is that somebody's head should roll. And General Fay is therefore under enormous pressure to trace accountability to the top.
I mean, at this point, there are people who probably will never believe that somehow a cabinet-level official or a senior general or someone at the top of the CIA was not responsible. No matter what the investigation shows, somebody can always say, well, this was so secret, the evidence hasn't surfaced, or it's a cover-up.
Besides the Fay investigation, at least 5 other abuse-related inquiries are underway. One focuses on whether Army reservists are getting adequate training, the Navy is assessing detainee operations at Guantanamo Bay, the CIA is investigating the deaths of 3 prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now there's even an investigation into the investigations. 2 weeks ago, the Defense Department appointed a panel to examine the pace, breadth, and thoroughness of the existing inquiries. John Hudson is a retired Rear Admiral who's held many senior legal positions in the Navy. He worries that with so many reports coming in, no one will have the big picture.
And if we don't have somebody that's taking sort of a God's eye view of the whole thing, and stepping back and looking at the whole thing in total, we run the risk, I think, of not getting to the ground truth, and then thereby running the risk of something like this happening again.
General Abizaid conceded yesterday that no inquiry will find all the answers. He told Senator Susan Collins that was obvious from the stack of reports already completed, such as the now famous Taguba report.
We've got problems that have to be looked at from top to bottom in order to ensure that there is no confusion. Because you see, the Ryder report says one thing, the Taguba report will
say
one thing. You're going to see that the Fay report says something else. And it's not because anybody's lying to anybody. It's because the system's not right.
General Abizaid said attempts to fix the system are already underway. The number of detainees still at Abu Ghraib will be cut by more than half to about 1,500. And the prison is being renamed Camp Redemption. Meanwhile, the controversy over Abu Ghraib seems to have taken on a life of its own. About an hour into yesterday's hearing, Senator John Warner, chair of the Armed Services Committee, interrupted the proceedings to drop this bombshell.
I've just been informed that the Department of Defense has informed the committee that another disc of pictures has been located, and I'll soon advise the committee on the conditions under which they can be viewed.
More photos, lots of investigations, and a scandal that shows no sign of dying down. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.